About a dozen male sand lizards were scattering the contents of Bungwan's barrow about. Their emerald green flanks glistened in the sun, dark reptilian eyes flickering hither and thither, seeking more mischief. When they saw Maudie, the group froze, staring balefully at her. She glanced coolly back at them, issuing orders like a nursemaid dealing with unruly youngsters.
"Clean the sand out your ears and listen to me, you blithering bunch. Kindly put that barrow back the way you found it, and clear off, smartish, what?"
One bigger than the rest reared up on his tail.
"Stay out of our business, long ears."
Maudie began bouncing on her footpaws, milling her forepaws in small, tight circles.
"No point talking to you foul felons, what? You need two swift lessons, one in manners, the other in noble art of hair boxing. Right, defend yourself, sir."
She shot out a quick thudding hook to the lizard's jaw, sending him flat on his back. Not for nothing was Maudie the Hon, Mugsbury Throttle, regimental boxing champion of the Long Patrol. She threw herself upon the startled bullies, yelling the war cry of perilous hares.
"Eulalia!"
With all four paws going like pistons, the hare maid sent her foes scattering. Thunderous punches and punishing kicks rained savagely upon the reptiles. She was everywhere at once, jabbing, swinging, feinting, uppercutting, and lashing out fiercely with her footpaws.
"Blood and vinegar, forward the buffs, Eulalia!"
With lightning precision, Maudie managed to overcome the lizards, even stopping the few who tried to sneak off. The beaten reptiles cowered on the ground, squeaking and whimpering abjectly. The avenging hermaid stood over them, scowling sternly.
"Up on ye paws now, you slimy crew. Set that barrow upright and place everything back in it neatly. Stare ye stumps."
The sand lizards tottered about, nursing bruised heads and fractured tails as they did Maudie's bidding. Bungwan the hermit was awestruck.
"Boy, out ye, Miss Maudie. We never seen aught like that afore. You'm certainly a girt mighty warrior, brr, oi."
Maudie winked broadly at the old mole.
"Think nothing of it, old top. Glad to be of service, what? Here, you lizard types, form up in a line now. Quick's the word and sharp's the action. Jump to it, laddies. Now, let's hear you apologising to Mr. Bungwan."
The reptiles were forced to bow politely as they hissed.
"Sorry, sir."
Bungwan nodded, grinning from ear to ear, as Maudie stamped up and down behind her vanquished foes, treading heavily on their tails as she cautioned them.
"Sorry, I should jolly well think so, you pan-faced, twiddle-pawed, string-tailed, misbegotten lot. Now, be gone from here this instant, and just let either of us clutch you in these parts again. By the left, we'll make you weep for a full season. Now, get out of our sight."
Bungwan thoroughly enjoyed sending the bullies on their way with good solid kicks to their nether parts. Paw in paw, the mole and the hermaid swaggered back into the cave with Maudie chuckling.
"Well, that certainly worked up my appetite, what?"
Bungwan watched in amazement as Maudie downed several bowls of the hot stew.
"Begging your pardon, miss, but we'd be afeard to meet thee if and you be proper hungry."